crocodiles and alligators. I'm not a debater or a feng shui hater, and some people won't listen to me cause they don't believe what I say. I'm not a new ager, I don't believe there's a reincarnator, and I don't worship the sun, the moon, or the stars, but the one true creator who just happens to be my savior. And for so many people this is major, cause when you start standing for something you realize people are standing against you. There's some intellectuals and scientists who try to berate you, eradicate and terminate you, and explain away the existence of the one who made you. With evolution it takes way more faith to believe in, no matter how much they educate and persuade you, and inundate you with this carefully constructive, progressive religion, the science which you can never hold weight down on paper. See, they call me an instigator and label me a perpetrator, say I did things I've never done and could never be a participator. But I'm observing, I'm no spectator, I'm hooked up to the regenerator, who for this lost and dying world is the only resuscitator. See, I know it's a hot potato and people would rather have bacon, lettuce and tomato, and avoid the issues and wait to later and just talk about the weather and what they like better. But it's like asking a person who just got run over by a car and dying on the ground, sir, madam, what would you like better, crocodiles or alligators? Crocodiles or alligators? That's really silly. Now I must turn my attention to my crazy hip hoppers and my gorgeous dead droppers and those with the mad swagger like nobody can stop ya. I don't mean to knock ya, but time will tick tock ya, and if you don't humble yourself something big's gonna drop ya, cause you don't even realize you're in danger. You can reject the stranger, but please don't reject the king who was born in the manger, who got more power combined than the mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the atom and neutron and hydrogen bombs, all the energon from the Autobots and Decepticons. I like that part in Transformers when Optimus Prime defeats Megatron. He's got more power than all the generations of Spartans, advanced civilizations and little green Martians, the Avengers and X-Men, the Justice League and Super Friends. I compete with the metaphors, but then the list would not end, because my God, he's indescribable. Turn off your mind, listen to your heart, and the beat is undeniable. And you may have been engineered to reject the truths found in the Bible, and just to blow it off would be eternally suicidal. To reject the loving God who can never hate you, even though we're guilty with sin, he did what he had to do to exonerate you. For him there is no cause that was greater, so how can you avoid the issues and wait till later? Just talk about the weather and what you like better. Let's talk about something that really means something, because in light of eternity and the destination of your soul, what does it really matter if you like crocodiles better than alligators? Thank you.